Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Slowing away the
time. Are you gathering up the keys? We're back. It's 12 after the hour. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It's easy to do. All we really need is your email address. You can tell us the other stuff if you want. But we really need your email address if we're going to do that. You have to give us permission because that's what we do. We only subscribe you when you say, please put me on your list. Please send me your letter. I can't wait to get your Small Business Advocate newsletter. And you have to tell us that. And if you do, we'll put you on our list. And if you decide that you don't like it at a later date, it's easy to unsubscribe. You can actually do that yourself. Beverly Williams is our guest. She's a great advocate for home-based businesses especially, but small businesses as well. She's the author, along with Don Cooper, of the book, The 30-Second Commute. And we're going to debunk some more myths. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
And happy Home-Based Business Week.
Yes, it is indeed. It snuck up on me a little bit this year,
yeah.
But the second week that includes the second Tuesday every year in October is the celebration of Home-Based Business Week, something that I set up about 10, 11 years ago now, I guess. It's an opportunity for home-based businesses to toot their horns.
Well, absolutely, and I'll tell you, there's been a lot of activity on that. I've been getting quite a few calls recently from reporters wanting to know more about home-based business. There just seems to be this year seems to be a lot more interest in home-based businesses. Have you noticed that?
I have. In fact, I got a wonderful email yesterday from someone who said that he was ready to make the move. He had been doing this part-time for a while and found that he really couldn't manage a full-time job and a part-time home business, and he was making the move.
Mm-hmm.
And had some questions about how to do that, and I, you know, hip hip hooray for him. I'm so happy for him. But this is happening, both people leaving their full-time employment to work their part-time businesses into a full-time one, and other people who unfortunately are still getting downsized, laid off, fired, whatever, and are finding themselves out of work and out of opportunities to work, or can't make the money being employed by someone else, that they have this opportunity to be a home-based business, and it's become such a viable option for so many people.
But, of course, being home-based is just, that's just where you do whatever it is that you do. You
mm-hmm.
still have to find something to do.
That's correct.
You still have to have a viable business.
Right.
And it takes a lot of planning, a lot of work, and a lot of strategy and time, really, doesn't it, Beverly, to be able to have a home-based business that actually will deliver the financial impact that you need, whether that be to supplement or in the case of the guy you mentioned, actually a full income.
You're absolutely correct. Nobody ever said it was easy. The rewards are great, but the work is very hard, and it does take a lot of planning. The good news is that there are so many more options for finding the information that you need, not only the book that Don and I wrote, which we believe has some really down-to-earth
information. It's the best one I've ever seen.
Well, thank you. The reviews have been wonderful. We really appreciate that. The information comes from two people who have spent a long time facing the issues that are talked about in the book that people do face. And I've been teaching for 10 or 12 years now at local community colleges, and I can tell you that more and more of them are focusing on the home-based business owner and their need to have this information, both before they start and then ongoing support afterwards for information. Excuse me.
You know, Beverly, I was talking to somebody in the Atlanta area yesterday who was mentioning a community north of one of the bedroom communities north of Atlanta, Roswell, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that they have found that little municipality has come up with a license, a home-based business license that they want to require home-based business owners to take out. And she said that they have 5,000 licensees in people who've taken out that license just mm-hmm. in Roswell, Georgia. Does that surprise you, that number?
Well, it surprises me that many people came out of the underground
right.
and said, yes, I want to declare myself a home-based business. It tells me that the licensing requirements must be very reasonable and that there's good reason behind people wanting to come out. They've got a supportive community there.
There's some quid with a pro quo there.
Exactly.
They're getting something for their money. And I mentioned that. I said, well, if I were going to come out of the closet, so to speak, as you say, and say, yes, I'm a home-based business owner, here's my $129 or whatever it is, mm-hmm. I would be saying, but I expect some help from you if I ever have any zoning issues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As long as I know that there were certain requirements that they couldn't have too many visitors, mm-hmm. they couldn't hang a shingle out front, that kind of thing. As long as I complied with that, I expect the city to be on my side if somebody tries to make me close up my business in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and that's what we're finding is more and more zoning ordinances are supporting reasonable home-based businesses. People seem to think that we're, as a home-based business owner, we're going to destroy this neighborhood, but they forget we live there too. We don't want our property values to go down. We don't want dangerous people coming into our neighborhoods. All the myths, that we've been talking about for months now, all those things that people seem to be concerned about are unfounded because we don't want it either. It's where we live. In addition to where we work.
Well, and Beverly, one of the issues that some people will bring up who are against home-based businesses in the neighborhood is delivery trucks.
Right.
Well, with online purchasing and catalog purchasing these days by so many families, I mean, these courier trucks are already crisscrossing their neighborhoods.
Right. Exactly.
So
right.
what's one more stop?
I mean, how do you know whether it's a business or for personal?
Whether it's a pair of shoes or a ream of paper.
Right. Yes. Within reason, I agree that there is just no way that's a problem for most neighborhoods. There are a few, and it's always just a few that make it difficult for the rest of us, who go beyond reasonableness in what they do. Tractor trailers delivered into a tight residential area to deliver things.
No cattle offloading or anything like that, right?
Exactly.
Beverly,
exactly.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We got more to come right after these messages with our good friend Beverly Williams. And remember the title of that book, The 30-Second Commute. If you're home-based or want to be, you must have this book. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Beverly Williams is our guest. She's the co-author of The 30-Second Commute. Don Cooper is the other co-author, who's also a friend of ours, a Brain Trust member. Beverly, give us your website and tell us where your book's available, please.
Well, the website is www.beverlywilliams.com. And Beverly, as your listeners have heard before, has an extra E in it, but they can get there even without that.
Okay, so Beverly,
L-Y or L-E-Y.
Beverly regular or Beverly with an extra E, either one of those, .com, beverlywilliams.com. And they can find out more about you there. And if they want
in the book.
Yes, they can find out how to get to the book there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's available wherever books are sold. And also, for my site, folks, you can link to Amazon from Beverly's Brain Trust position in our website. You can find out more about the book there. If you should happen to be noodling around on our site, you can find her there.
By the way, if you're running through airports, or hopefully not running, but if you have time in airports while you're waiting for a plane, check the local bookstores. We found that the local bookstores at the airports are carrying our book.
They do have it. Congratulations.
Yep. Thank you.
Beverly, home-based business is not for everybody.
No.
I know one of the things we have to be careful about is you're such an advocate for home-based business. And I'm such an advocate for small businesses, wherever they are, that and we extol the virtues, you know, but we also from time to time need to stop and remind people that the things that we advocate for, these things that we love, these people that we admire so much, it's not for everybody. That's the reason why God made regular jobs. You know, so people who don't need to be running a business of their own have a place to go to work, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we have to stop and remind people about that. And my point for saying that is there are people who have tried to be home-based, who've tried to be a small business owner, and they failed, and they went back to work. I don't want those people to beat themselves up. It's not for everybody, and if you didn't make it, it's not because you were wrong. It just might not be for you. Just like I don't like licorice, you know. So, you know, it doesn't make licorice wrong, or me either. It's just that we don't get to get, you know, it doesn't work.
Right. I teach a class, and I do a lot of workshops for starting and operating a business from home. And I start it with the question, why do you want to be home-based? And I usually get pretty much the same responses all over. You know, I want to be my own boss. I want to stay home with my kids. I want to make my own money. And I end it with a question, do you still want to be home-based?
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that what that tells you is that during those 6 hours of class or a couple hours of workshop, I'm asking some pretty tough questions, and I'm giving some information that should make you really stop and think, is this really for me? And is it for my family? Is it for the rest of the people under that same roof where I'm going to be living and working?
Mm-hmm.
Because the reality is it's not always easy, and it's not for everybody.
So your course is kind of like that drug movie, Scared Straight?
Yeah, there you go. Hadn't thought of it that way, but yes.
After all the scary stuff you tell them, if they still want to do it, maybe it's right for them, right?
That's right, exactly. It's not easy. It really takes a lot of planning, a lot of thinking. When you're home-based versus starting a business in commercial space, you've got all kinds of other issues to think about that just don't apply when you're in commercial space. Things about whether or not you're going to have customers coming to your house, clients coming to the house. Do you have small children? Do you have pets? Do you have enough parking space for them? Are you allowed by zoning ordinance? Those things are not even in the picture when you're setting up a small business in commercial space because it's already a given that they won't be there or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It really, there are so many other things to think about. This is not just starting a new business. It's changing your entire lifestyle. That's something that we point out in the book, every opportunity, how this is going to affect your lifestyle. Not all of them are negative. There's a lot of wonderful, wonderful positive effects on your whole life having a home-based business will have. The opportunity to spend more time with your family is certainly there as long as you are balancing
right.
The work and your personal life.
One of the things that you gotta have, I mean, you gotta have a lot of other things, but if you don't have discipline, I mean, even if you have the best business model in the world, would you agree, Beverly, that without discipline, the best business model and all the right technology and even plenty of capital, which most small business owners don't have,
no.
Wouldn't you agree that discipline is the most important thing a home-based business owner must have?
Yes, I really would agree with that.
And I don't mean the discipline to work. I mean the discipline to be in the right place in that home-based business at the right time, mm-hmm. and be working at the right time, to be not working at the right time.
Right, exactly. Good time management skills, good communication skills, all those things are important. But if you're not able to commit to the right things at the right time, if you don't have the discipline to be able to not only walk through your home office door, literally or figuratively, but also to walk out of it
mm-hmm.
when it's time. That's all part of the discipline, and it takes a lot of hard work, a lot of mental work, as well as some physical work to get this all planned out and to have it work smoothly. And there's lots of bumps in the road. I feel like we're concentrating on the negatives, and that's good. You need to be aware of those things.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, oh, the joy.
Beverly, I've got to wrap it up, but happy Home-Based Business Week. Thank you for arranging for it to be Home-Based Business Week, and thank you for all you do for home-based business owners.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Jim.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen. That's BeverlyWilliams.com. The book is The 30-Second Commute. I recommend it to you very, very much. 29 after, I'll be right back with Bill Dunkelberg. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. Says it lasts just as the time.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.